Good evening, everyone. I think we have a quorum. Michael, do you want to read the notation about the telephone users?
Yes. Chat is just for the business and conduct of the meeting, so there's not to be any side chatter. People are only supposed to communicate when they're recognized by the chair. And then since that's something that you can't do easily as chair while you're running the meeting, Dee Dee, you've asked John and me to monitor the and call to your attention any problems if people are speaking out of turn in the chat. So the chat is if people are wanting to get in or having problems of that sort. So
can you also just say how to get mute or unmute, because that's what messed me up on the meeting last week. So how do if you're on the phone, how is it you get mute?
That's star six.
And it's a toggle, so you sit star six again if you want to talk.
Yeah, that's if you're on a phone. Otherwise, you use the Zoom to rate.
Can we call the meeting to order, GD?
Okay, the meeting is now called to order.
I'll mention one other thing, that everyone's phone also has a separate muting function, so it can be a little confusing. So they can also mute themselves that way and unmute themselves. But if they're muted in Zoom, they have to use star six.
Okay. So can we read the agenda?
Yes, we put the agenda in the chat, and I'm going to share it as well. Okay, number one, convene meeting. Ask for recording of meeting to be started and confirm designated time. 7, timekeeper. Note how chat is to be used. Number two, adopt agenda 20 minutes. Number three, roll call 5 minutes. Number four, excused absences 5 minutes. Number five, approve outstanding minutes, August 10th, 2022, meeting, 5 minutes. Number six, report from Pacifica National Board Directors, 7 minutes, report, 5 minutes discussion, Sean Rhodes, James Sagerton, Sharon Salam, James Dingman. Number seven, general manager's report, 5 minutes, report, 5 minutes discussion, Berthold Reimers. Number eight, programming updates, 5 minutes, report, 5 minutes, Q&A, Linda Perry. Number nine, report from Community Advisory Board, 2 minutes, Neil Voss. Number 10, treasurer's report, 5 minutes, report, 5 minutes, discussion, R. Paul Martin. Number 11, discussion, status of LSB election, 7 minutes, report, 5 minutes, discussion, Sean Rhodes, James Sagerton, Sharon Salam, James Dingman. Number 12, discussion, fundraising responsibilities of the WBAI LSB, 8 minutes, Basir M. Chowey. 13, discussion of action of executive director regarding program director process, 8 minutes, and 5 minutes discussion, Marilyn Foyt Downey. 14, discussion, recomposition of WBAI's local committees. If home is where the heart is, should WBAI's local committees be comprised of non-WBAI members or Pacifica members who elect other Pacifica station LSBs, 5 minutes, James Sagerton. 15, resolution on Pacifica underwriting policy, 4 minutes and 8 minutes discussion, Jim Dingman. 16, report on debating debates, town hall discussion, 3 minutes, Michael T.D. White. 17, discussion and resolution, creation of programming advisory committee, 5 minutes, Michael T.D. White. 18, motion to create programming committee, 5 minutes, William Heerwagon. 19, competing successfully with the internet versus and or becoming internet successful, 5 minutes, Michael T.D. White. 20, motion appreciating staff, 5 minutes, William Heerwagon. 21, discussion, improving WBAI and Pacifica reputation and brand, 10 minutes, Michael T.D. White. 22, discussion, adjournment time of LSB meeting, 5 minutes, Dr. Shaw, 23. Resolution directing the general manager to provide a report on WBAI's compliance with Pacifica communication policy per PNB 1221 resolution by March 1st, 2022. 8 minutes, Rachel Barr. 24, public comments, 30 minutes, 2 minutes maximum per speaker before next in queue to speak. Must always begin no later than 9:15 p.m. 25, new business. 26, adjourn no later than 9:45 p.m.
Move to adopt the agenda.
I got a issue in terms of the agenda number 15.
Move to adopt the agenda.
There has to be a second.
Second.
I've got an issue with number 15.
And I've got an issue as well.
Okay, Marilyn, can you keep time?
Yes, it's 2 minutes per each person, right? Edie?
Yes, yes.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, my issue is just simple. It says, number 15 says resolution. And I think that it needs to say discussion, or maybe discussion and resolution, because if we just say resolution, it means that that's what we're discussing, that we're going to go ahead and move forward with a resolution. So I think that it should actually read discussion, or either discussion and resolution, but not resolution.
Jim to the stack.
Jim, this is about Brasier's suggestion.
Yes. His suggestion is, discussion is fine, but the actual motion has been passed by the committee and the national board. It's going up to the national board at a minute. Discussion's fine. It's fine, but you know, we have support on the national board to pass this.
Staff, Marilyn, Judy.
Marilyn, yes.
Yeah, this is, I'm sorry, but this sounds like an attempt to push this thing through without having any discussion in the local station board. This is a democratic organization, and we fought very hard to keep powers with the local station boards that the New Day wanted to eliminate, and to just say we're going to push through this groundbreaking, very controversial resolution without a discussion is sheer, I can't think of a nice word for it, but it's the wrong thing to do. So I definitely think it should be discussion on Pacifica underwriting policy so we can find out what each other thinks.
Okay. Point of order, Matt.
I think Rachel was next. Or you want a point of order? Go ahead.
It's not clear to me that anyone is objecting to the change, if the proposed change, and therefore I think the proposed change has been made and that discussion is over.
What?
Resolution or discussion?
It was proposed to change it to discussion. I think there's no objection to that. Therefore, I think it's passed as discussion.
It's not exactly the most important aspect of this. So go ahead. Let's hear from Rachel.
There's an item I've had on this LSB agenda since January or February. It is number 23 on the agenda this evening. It needs to be moved up. I'm requesting that we all work together and move it up, vote and agree to move it up to number 14 as opposed to number 23 as it is now. This has been an item that's been passed by former previous boards, if you will, and it's an essential thing that needs to be done. So I am making the motion or requesting that the item number 23 will be moved up to number 14.
Marilyn, staff, Dee?
Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to raise that too, Dee, because remember we had the discussion about having old business, that things that keep being on the tail end of the meeting? And like Doc Shaw's proposal has been at the end forever. And Heerlijk, William Heerlijk, and see, his last months have been on there for probably months. And I think Gar Paul said there's a way under Robert's rules that you put old business at the beginning of the agenda, not at the end. And then you move on to the new business. That's how they're supposed to do it, I understand. But we could ask Gar Paul again to clarify for us. But I think that Rachel is justified in asking that. And so would the other individuals who have their items continually put at the bottom. One other thing I want to say is, how can we say that we're going to adjourn at 9:45, but yet have a new business when we have to have a half hour at 9:15? Those seem to be contradictory, so I'd like that straightened out, Dee Dee, if you could do that.
I noticed that myself.
Paul, for a point of personal privilege.
Our Paul,
my name was mentioned. Okay. Yes. Unfinished business is a thing you can put in. It goes before new business, toward the end of the meeting, not at the top of the meeting. That's all I wanted to say.
I think that they were doing my problem with that is that I thought this was something that should be discussed at an executive committee meeting, of our board, because it concerns personnel issues, and that I just think it's improper to do that as a public meeting.
Request for information? There's an executive committee of this local station board?
No, I meant the executive session.
Executive session.
James, with a point of personal privilege.
Okay, James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on my phone and I'm having to bounce back and forth between the email for the agenda. Could someone put the agenda in the chat, please?
The agenda should be in the chat, James.
I'm not seeing it.
It depends when you join the meeting.
Yeah, so I think I joined late, so I'm not seeing it. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll bounce back and forth. That's all right.
Is there any further? I mean, I feel that issue is a personnel issue. It's not an issue for public consumption. So, if anyone would like to ask that.
I have a question. Can you clarify what item you think relates to being an executive session and are calling a personnel matter? Because I'm not sure what
you're speaking about the interim.
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. It's the question about whether or not the title is interim or program manager. What you brought up, that question, I did not
bring that up.
What is the item that you want put into the?
Look at the agenda and look at number 23, you will see what it is.
So number 3 is resolution directing
23. Yeah.
Resolution directing the general manager to provide a report on WBAI's compliance with Pacifica Communications Policy per PNB 1221 resolution by March 1st, 2022.
Correct.
Right. So that's
John.
Rachel's proposing to move to 14.
Thank you.
Are there any objections to moving that to 14?
Yes,
all right.
No. Who objected?
Jim Dingman. I object.
All right. Thank you.
Well, would you like to discuss that?
Can we go to a vote? I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Was that Sean?
That was Sean Rose.
So it's not pertaining to this question. Should we vote on whether or not to add that to the agenda?
Move it to the agenda.
Move it.
My point of order on the table right now is Rachel's motion.
Yes. So are there objections to moving Rachel's motion to number 14?
Yeah, I object.
There was an objection.
So, can you discuss that, or should we have a vote?
It'd be easier to have a vote.
Okay, let's have a vote.
Okay, so the vote is going to be on moving item 23 to number 14. Voting yes means you want to move the item. Voting no means you do not want to move the item. Rachel Barr.
Yes.
Scotty Battle. Doc Shaw. John Brinkley.
Yeah.
Priscilla Kankar.
Yes.
You said yes, Priscilla?
Yes.
Jack DePalma. Jack.
No.
Jack DePalma. Jack's here. James Ding.
No. No.
Okay, I got it. Maxine Harrison Gallman.
Oh, no.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Bonadubi Kamathal.
Bonupti, yes.
Thank you. Harold Maitland, I don't believe is here. R. Paul Martin.
Abstain.
Bashir M. Chowey.
Yes.
Catherine O'Snope.
Nope.
Pender.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
James Agerton.
No.
Sharon Solomon, I don't believe is here. Max Schmid, I don't believe is here. Marilyn Voigt Downey.
Yes.
Michael.
Peter, the coyotes are out there. Peter.
Yeah.
And the chickens aren't in, right?
Michael G.D. White.
No.
One sec, going back and forth here. And Amy Wilson is not going to be here.
They wouldn't go, man. I had to. Almost then.
That is 9 yes, 3 no, 1 abstain. Motion carries. So we're going to move that to number 14.
3 no?
Hold on a second. Catherine O'Sullivan, James Sagerton, Michael T.D. White. My computer is not moving quickly. All right. 9 in favor, 6 no.
Okay.
One of them. Sorry about that. My computer is not moving quickly for whatever reason.
Chair, I'd like to add an item to Sean Rhodes.
Hey, Sean. What is your item?
Okay. I would like to add... For 3 minutes, make it 5A after approving minutes, schedule an executive session for October with legal counsel regarding the composition of search committees and evaluation committees.
Are there any... Any objections?
A point of order. Do we have a second?
Sean, you said schedule executive session in October with legal counsel regarding search committee and who else?
Search committees and evaluation committees regarding the composition of.
James for the stack. Michael White to the stack.
Okay, James.
Yeah, I want to know if Sean would be able to motivate this without saying anything that shouldn't be said in open session, so we have some idea what he's got in mind.
In Arthur's June 8th letter, he gave a number of directives. It's difficult for the LSB to proceed with any of those initiatives if there are questions, concerns about the composition of search committees and evaluation committees. So, to ensure that we're in compliance with the appropriate California laws. I'm putting this on the schedule.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jim to the stock.
Okay. Wait, it was, Michael White was first, so Michael White and then Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to ask if there's a reason that this is coming up at this time meeting with no request ahead of time. This seems like it could have been a request a long time ago. I don't think anything has happened recently that makes it urgent. And maybe Sean could explain why he's bringing it up at the last minute.
Sean, you want to address that?
I am bringing this up now because things move very slowly at Pacifica and BAI, and we need information on how to proceed. So that's why I'm bringing it up now, so that we could have an executive session in October. And even though this is a procedural matter, the possibility of getting to personal matters exists. So to avoid any slip-ups, we should schedule the meeting in executive session.
Jim Dingman is next, I think.
Well, there are several questions that arise from all this. First of all, Ned is not going to be around after the 30th, so we do not have HR input. Secondly, we've never had a clarification. There's all still this ambiguity. We have a motion tonight that's filled with ambiguity coming from Ms. Downey on the California Code and how it applies to the whole selection process. So the California Code in the bylaws upends the bylaws, which people tend to ignore. Federal law upends the bylaws, which people tend to ignore. So there has to be a clarification of this. Some of these questions perhaps need some clarification before NEDA splits.
May I speak to that?
Yeah, Sean, yes, please.
California law remains California law, whether we have HR in doing stuff for us or not. This motion is coming out of what Arthur wrote in his June 8th letter as legal counsel. He can certainly speak to this matter and add some clarification for us on how to go about forming these committees, do evaluations, and searches.
May I respond?
Marilyn Stack, he's already spoken
okay.
on TV.
Well, he was trying to...
I'd like to finish my comment, Ms. Downey.
You haven't started it yet. They're taking turns, Tim. I wanted to say something.
Good evening.
You're going to be...
Shaw is here. And yeah. Point of order.
Wait, we're hearing Jim Dingman's finishing his comment, and then Marilyn's going to talk, and you...
point of order. What's finishing of comments? He asked a query. It was answered. The last session, if I recall correctly, it was said that we cannot have a back and forth. He asked a question. That was the end of it. Sean gave an answer.
Madam Chair, that answer was insufficient. So I proceed with, let me finish my comment, please. Okay, I don't want to be screamed.
It's inappropriate. Point of order. No,
it's inappropriate to scream and interrupt me finishing my comment, okay?
This is not about a comment time.
We're trying to clarify what this issue is. It's very complicated. I think he should finish, but just make it one sentence if you can. We don't want to hear the story.
Well, I'm not surrendering to someone, using language. Anyway, again, we've had literally
weeks
and months. We've had
butting in like that, Dr.
It's inappropriate. We've had weeks and months for people in this board to acquaint themselves with the California Code. They have not done that. So I look forward to seeing this clarified. But again, the California Code is there for everyone to read. Read, educate yourself. Thank you.
Okay, Marilyn is next, yes.
Yeah, Jim, I read everything that you and Arthur sent, and I analyzed it, and I sent it around. There's nothing in there that in any way supports what Arthur said. As far as I can see, that's why we need to meet with him. Second of all is that when you look at the WBAI bylaws and how many of the 12 missions, things that we're supposed to do, just about 11 of them we can't do. We can't have elected committees. We can't even have staff on the LSB if what Arthur said is true. So it's very important before we move ahead with any of our jobs, almost any of our jobs, that we have a clarification from Arthur on this. And that's why Sean's proposal is really important to the functioning of the LSB.
Jack DePalma, could I get on the stack?
I believe the Dr. Shaw, did you want to speak?
Madam Chair, I call for the orders of the day.
Indeed.
What is the order? In what way?
This is a 20-minute item to set the agenda. The 20 minutes is up.
Okay.
So in other words, he's asking, we come to a resolution about adding this item to the agenda.
Can we do a vote right now? But wait, if there's an agenda, should we vote about whether or not to have an executive session?
Just a point of order. Nobody's objected to Sean's item at this point. So we have to ask if somebody has an objection.
Does anyone have an objection to having an executive session?
I would ask for the clarification, not an objection. And I would object if they want me to, because what it seems is that Arthur was ignored. He came, he tried to get into the meeting, and they fought him tooth and nail.
Point of order, Madam Chair. The time for this item is up.
I object.
Either we extend the item, or we deal with everything and vote for everything.
Move to extend 5 minutes. I object.
So we have to first vote to see whether or not we extend the meeting. Right?
There was no second.
I will second the 5-minute request so I could vote no on it.
And who objected?
This is getting really absurd, I must say.
Jim Dingman and Jack DePalma objected.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so motion to extend for 5 minutes. Rachel Barr.
I'm sorry, can someone please tell me what we're voting on now? Thank you.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
Right, we're voting.
That's all. I vote to extend. Thank you, John.
Scotty Battle not here. Chuck Shaw.
No.
John Brinkley.
Yeah.
Priscilla Kankar.
Yes.
Jack DePalma.
No.
Jack Devine not here. James Dingman.
No.
Maxine Harrison Goldman.
No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Benuti Kamenthal.
No.
Errol Maitland, not here. R. Paul Martin.
Yes.
Bashir M. Chowey.
Yes.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
No.
Hazel Pinder.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
James Egerton.
Yes.
Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Max Schmid, not here. Marilyn Voigt Downey.
Yes.
Michael P.D. White.
No.
Amy, not here. 10 yes, 8 no. Extended 5 minutes.
Well, 10 and 8? I have 11 and 7.
It's, oh, I will do no's then.
That's right.
Doc Shaw, Priscilla, Jack DePalma.
Oh.
You got it, R. Paul?
Okay, I had her as a yes. So, okay, now I have 11-8. Is that it?
Yeah.
11-8. Okay, thank you.
James for the stack.
Okay, I think we should go back and continue with the people who had been before. If you were expected to be on the stack, can you raise your hand?
Madam
Chair, point of order. This was a motion to extend. It requires a 2/3.
Oh, okay. Well, where does that leave us?
11 is not twice as large as 8.
15, 22.
Don't we vote on the item?
Oh, if we do not extend, then we go to votes on all of the stuff that's on the floor right now.
Okay.
And what's on the floor is my motion to add to 5A for the executive session for 3 minutes. That's what's on the floor now. That's what we decide.
And just to point of order that no one has objected to Sean's item.
Yep.
All right. So if no one objects to Sean's item, can we move ahead? All right. Let's move ahead. Let me find where the agenda is, which I now have lost.
Okay. Next item on the agenda will be...
Well, we have to vote to adopt the agenda per se now.
Oh, sorry. No.
And we have to also do a roll call, right, after the agenda. So let's start the agenda adoption process.
Do we have any objections to adopting the agenda?
As amended.
As amended. Thank you.
Okay, now we can do the roll call.
All right, roll call. Rachel Barr.
Present.
Scotty Battle.
Present.
Here.
John Brinkley.
Here.
Priscilla Cancar.
Here.
Jack DePalma.
Present.
Jack Devine. No Jack Devine. James Dingman.
Here.
Maxine Harrison-Gallman.
Here.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Benuti Kamantho.
Present.
Errol Maitland. Errol is not present. R. Paul Martin.
Here.
Bashir M. Chawi.
Here.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Hazel Pinder.
Here.
Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Sharon Salam. Sharon is here, I believe.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Max Schmid, not here tonight. Marilyn Voigt Downey.
Present.
Michael T.D. White.
Here.
And Amy Wilson, not here tonight.
So,
Madam Chair, point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We have people intruding into the discussion of the meeting without being recognized via the chat. They've been admonished. I may have to remove people who are doing that, just to let you know.
Okay. I think we have to excuse all the absences. Are there any objections to that? Nope.
Is somebody going to make a motion?
Yes. I move to excuse everybody who's not here.
Second.
Any objections?
Yeah, William, could you specify the names?
Yeah. The names are Jack Devine, Harold Maitland, Max Schmid, Amy Wilson.
Okay, thank you. The next is, do we approve the minutes? The minutes were sent out. John, do you want to address that?
Yeah, see, I sent amended minutes about a half hour before the meeting because I had spelled Denise Joyce's name incorrectly. Other than that, the minutes are the same as what I sent out. I think it was last Friday. We're only voting on the public session from August 10th.
Okay.
Move to adopt the minutes.
I second that.
Any objections? Okay, the minutes are accepted. Now we are going to hear the report from the Pacific National Board Directors.
Point of order.
Yes, we have item 5A now. Add the item 3 minutes, schedule executive session in October with legal counsel regarding search committee and evaluation committee regarding the composition of that committee.
Committees.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happening in my world quickly today, so, okay.
Okay. All right, so, as I said, it takes a long time to do things at WBAI. To ensure that we're in compliance with the appropriate California laws, I move to schedule an executive session for October. I'm looking at October 3rd and October 17th to give him the option which one is most convenient for him, whichever one he takes, we'll cancel the other one, to take place from 7 p.m. to 9:30 with the LSP secretary invited. And this is to address the questions and concerns about the composition of these search committees and evaluation committees. Because as you know, we also have to do annual evaluations of the general manager, in addition to the things that Arthur outlined in his June 8th letter regarding the PD. So we need information in order to proceed with those efforts.
All right, Jim to the stack.
Jim, go ahead.
All right, one. We need clarification on the California laws, as Sean has mentioned. We need clarification on the stance that was taken in terms of interim positions, in terms of what laws are invoked or not invoked with that issue. So the scope of it might be broader, and hence I would be more inclined to, given the fact there's going to be a lot going on, to aim for later in October than earlier, since there's all sorts of things that Sean is well aware of that could happen at the national board level that will preoccupy us. I would really like to get it clarified once and for all on the interim issue and the question of the composition of the committees as that pertains to decision-making process, because that is continually ignored by some here, and we need to get that clarified legally, precisely. Thank you.
Well, that's not a motion. That's just a clarification, right?
Correct.
Okay. So are there any objections to having this sort of legalistic understanding? Is there any objections to that?
Could I hear the motion reread?
That we have it later in the month. It seemed to me it might be better to have it before our meeting.
Could I have? Okay, so there's a motion. I just had a computer crash. Sorry. So So there's a motion from Sean, and then Jim Dingman is amending it. Is that what's happening?
Jim, was that an amendment?
Well, yeah, I'd like an amendment to get those issues clarified. That's the California Code and federal law in terms of how it impacts on the composition of these committees. Yes, indeed.
Can we have the actual text of the laws that are pertinent to this? Can we have them added, sent out to all the members of the LSB and maybe posted, so that we can have time to contemplate that?
Point of order.
Yes.
I think Mr. Dingman was proposing an amendment, but it doesn't sound like it's a valid amendment because it's vague as to the later that he's proposing.
Marilyn Stack.
Well, okay, Madam Chair, we have a situation here where apparently there's an amendment on the floor to set different dates, but nobody's said any numbers, like October something else.
Just for clarification, I think where we're at is a motion that sounds like this, and Sean, please correct me if you disagree. Motion to schedule executive session on October 17th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. That's going to be dependent upon whether legal counsel can show up as well.
Hold on. No. The motion I made, I said we can have it on the 3rd. We'll schedule it for Monday, October 3rd, Monday, October 17th. There are both dates. Give him the option of choosing which one is most convenient for him. That's my motion.
Yeah.
And I'm sending that now to the public.
Just voting on that, can we just talk to
Madam Chair, I see Jim's on the stack. I think that's insufficient. But anyway, I see Cyberton's on the stack.
James?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a note. People are asking for specific laws to be provided or forwarded. There's two kinds of law. There's statutory law and there's case law. So it's not always that something is specifically outlined in a statute.
Mm.
There's case law.
Mm.
I believe that's what Arthur will probably be discussing mostly.
Marilyn Stack. Marilyn Stack.
Okay, Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, Arthur said there was he said it was in writing. It was in California law. He didn't say case law. He said in California law, the California corporate codes, and other California written documents were what he was referring to. He wasn't talking about case law, which could get into all very deep legalistic things. That's not what he said. And Dee Dee is absolutely right. We need to be shown the California codes and the laws that he's referring to, because that's vital to us doing our jobs as an LSB.
All right.
Can I be recognized, Dee Dee?
Well, let me, James, can you respond to that?
Just very quickly.
And you can go on, Jim. But
I just want to say, based on my conversations with Arthur, he is talking about case law in addition to statutory law. And when you say California law, all law is statutory and case law. There's two kinds. And many cases are interpreting the statute. So sometimes there's things that aren't mentioned in the statutes, but there are lots of cases about those things.
DDB, may I be recognized?
Michael White to this time.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Yes, in the previous time we went into executive session and we treated the lawyer of the organization very poorly, we ignored his recommendation. We also mangled what HR said and probably ticked off Netta. So therefore, we're sitting here with our thumbs in our ears and our scratching our heads, wondering where you guys are going with this. I would just point out that the member that's motivating this also has it where we're going to go back and reevaluate what happened in 2021, I guess. because obviously it wasn't good enough then to decide the way we did. Well, the executive director decides what she does with her organization, not what we do with the bylaws of California and the case law of California, the state of. Thank you.
Okay. So who was next?
I'm next, Madam Chair.
Michael, go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that what James Sagerton said is correct, that when you say law, you mean both statutory and case law, and the two are very much intertwined. If you look at any set of consolidated laws for a state, you'll see statute, and then immediately afterwards, you'll see the citations to various cases that are considered to be interpreting those statutes.
I think I would, I don't know if it's, if the chair can make a proposal, but I think it would be useful to hear the actual statute, to actually have the statutory law pertaining to this sent out. And I am requesting that. But Jim Dingman is, on the stack right now.
Yeah, there's no ambiguity that it had to do with case law, and I think to argue that it wasn't is ridiculous. The case is the actual situations, that is the interim situation, which was also in the arguments beforehand by Arthur, clearly based on case law, and the other issue on the composition of the committees, that was also based in statutory law and case law. So again, people are ignoring this for their own purposes. I'd like it all to be clarified so there's no ambiguity about any of this.
Mm-hmm. Sean, for the
I'll see you for the stack.
Well, thank you, Sean, for allowing us to proceed with that. Go ahead, Basir.
Just a suggestion so we can move forward. Can we approve this? With the idea that there is a date to be determined, and then maybe Jim and Sean can go ahead and discuss when the date will actually be and get back to us.
Okay, thank you. So can we vote on?
No.
I'm opposed to that. No, I'm opposed to that. I provided the dates there. Mr. Dingman has not offered any other dates. If he wants to have it later, let him offer the dates now.
I thought we were accepting your proposal. So, and it was a suggestion. So I think can we proceed to vote on?
I call the question, yeah.
Could somebody read the motion that's going to be on the floor so that we could all hear it?
Sean, do you want to read that?
Yes, Sean, with your permission, I will read this. Motion to schedule executive session with legal counsel present regarding search committee and evaluation committee and composition of those committees on October 3rd or October 17th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., whichever is more convenient for legal counsel.
That's my motion.
Okay, can we vote on this?
Ask if there's any objection.
Any objections to voting on this? Okay, John, can you read?
Is there any objection to passing this motion so you don't have to hold a vote?
Is there any objection to passing this motion? Okay, we will have a meeting, but we will also check with the legal counsel and see which of the dates is the most convenient.
And so could you extend that invitation to him, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Board of Information.
Yes.
Who is going to be responsible for sending out the California law relevant to this? It was suggested, but I just wanted to know who is actually going to do it.
James, with a suggestion?
Yes, James.
I think we should have Arthur do that.
Yes.
There is conflict of interest law. That's a statutory law, and then there's case law.
Okay, very good. All right. So now can we have the report from the Pacifica National Board of Directors?
Excuse me. Didi, I have a question. I need to let everyone know something. As I guess Arpaul would tell me to call it a point of information. So about 3 weeks ago now or so, I emailed Mr. Schwartz asking him to email me where specifically in the California law about the interim and, you know, the issue that we've been talking about. And I never got a response from him. So what I did receive, however, was an email from Julie Hewitt. And if anyone is interested, I will forward that email from her to this group. Okay?
Okay.
I wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
All right. James, may I make a small comment on that?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say that Pacifica has a policy. I don't recall exactly what it is, but the idea is not to just have anybody and everybody, including LSP members, calling our corporate counsel because he does a certain number of hours for us as part of his retainer, and then anything beyond that, he can bill us. Arthur is very generous to WBAI. He does talk to people without billing us, but you know, if Arthur gets a request and he doesn't make a response, you know, it's not a personal slight or anything. It's just he's trying to keep his the time down. So, you know, the way to do it is through the LSP, the way we're doing it.
So I just wanted to comment on what James just got finished saying.
Order, Madam Chair. Are we not on a report from the Pacifica National Board of Directors?
I think we
Which
still...
Which is the agenda item we went to.
Well, we didn't because we're still discussing this
time
one.
Time was up for that. That item is over. The next item is the report from the board members.
Okay.
Sorry, Arpaul. I'm going to send James Sackerton an email.
I don't care what you do. I want to see the meeting be a bit more
I
orderly than people
that.
Shouting
You're,
out.
Arpaul, you are extending it more than anyone because if she
I'm not.
It would have been over.
Well, the chair, please come to order and bring the meeting to order.
Madam Chair, could you bring the meeting to order and we proceed?
James, please proceed with a report from the board.
Okay. I'm not sure why you come to me first, but that's okay. I think the primary thing, as it's been for some time, is our precarious financial condition. We have two payments. We've been informed there are two payments coming up, and it's questionable whether we can make both of them, and that could cause us, as the executive director likes to say, sale of a building, signal swap, or bankruptcy. And of course, none of those options are good, and my response is, what about the revenue side? What are we doing about the revenue? Where's the next national fund drive? Why aren't we, you know, cultivating and combing through our list of former donors, et cetera, et cetera? And the answers are complicated but not satisfactory as far as I'm concerned. So we have hard times coming. Pacifica has just reduced the staff hours at KPFK. Reduced this, the number of employees at KPFT. They're now operating with a volunteer general manager. KPFK is operating without a permanent general manager. They've got Mo Thomas, who's located in Maryland, and he's acting as the interim general manager at KPFK. They had a staff member assisting him, but that staff member has just resigned, so their latest fund drive came in at under $5,000 a day. It takes about $8,000 a day to run KPFK. So their spiraling deficit is continuing. WPFW just canceled their fund drive. So there's a question whether they can make payroll this month. The last 2 months they've been operating at a deficit. They're trying to move to a new fundraising method where they raise money by cultivating large donors.
Wait a second. Marilyn, is that...
That's 2 minutes for one speaker. If we're going to hear from all the
directors. I hear the annoying bell, and I'll just conclude my statement. Actually, the way a timekeeper is supposed to operate is to just say time, and then the chair controls the time. You don't ring an annoying bell over and over again.
I'll do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Marilyn. So anyway, I'll just conclude by saying the network is in a severe financial crunch, and it's not good. And I have offered remedies, and I'm not seeing action on what I'm offering, and I don't see anything else being offered that's going to solve the problems. So we're ready for another roller coaster ride, I think.
Sean, what's your version of the bad news?
I agree with Sagatin. It's bad.
Yeah.
But that's, well, I have to add, I have nothing at this point. Nothing more, I should say, to add at this point.
And who else is there any more report?
Why don't you let Sharon go ahead of me?
Sharon, go ahead. Is Sharon there? Sharon?
She's muted at the moment. No,
you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
I don't want to jump the line.
All right. Well, the facts are simple. They got $60,000 in the bank. They got $810,000 in payables. So that's the dilemma. I would say that the implosion is underway, which has to be reversed. The situation at KPFK is very serious. Their financial fundraising capability seems to have disintegrated. So that's a real problem. Over the summer, both WPFW and KPFA, for a variety of reasons, were not able to make the amount of money they want to make on a monthly basis. So there's that problem there. KPFT has had 5 years of insufficient fundraising. 5 years. So everybody's screaming and yelling about what's going on down there. 5 years. Now, they, with a lot of effort, they got close to their goal, but they didn't get close to the goal. I think their goal was 50,000. The number's a little less than that. They're going to go on stream at the end of the month. They're going to try to get to about 150,000. But anyway, that's the situation. We have the situation here in New York where we have this constant deficit of 2025, whatever it is, 30,000. Others can speak to that better than me. I expect, and this is my opinion only, I expect a draconian kind of imposition of cost cutting to be dealt with to New York by the end of the month, which New York is different, of course, but I expect that to happen. That's my opinion. So that's the situation on the national level. This is a tough situation. We passed that underwriting resolution. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of arguments about that. But keep in mind, $60,000 in the bank, $810,000 in debt. Okay? And that underwriting resolution is, frankly, one attempt to set up other income streams.
Time is up, James.
Okay. Let me finish.
All right, thank you. Just finish that sentence.
There's a lot of positive things going on. Maybe in another round we can talk about it. There are initiatives being set. We're examining the programming grids rather carefully. The financial situation is pretty screwed up.
Okay, let's go to Sharon. Jerome?
Well, I agree with everything they've said so far. We are in desperate times, and we need to use whatever means we have to organize a way we can move forward financially. And we need to strategize within each one of our locations some sort of financial plan moving forward that we can activate on and do more than just have those monthly fundraisers on the radio where we are trying to raise stuff by selling items. We need to be creative. We need to look at the people that we have who can do various things to help us pull ourselves out of this hole, or we're going to be in the same situation as other stations where our staff is going to be cut even thinner than it's cut now. And we might not be able to function with the limited number of people who are working, particularly if in an environment of New York City where everything is so high, including rents. We have to look at how we're going to move, and we got to move as a team. Yep. We got to move as a team to get this accomplished so that we can get ourselves out of this hole.
Thank you very much. I totally agree with you. Okay, so